Jody, new season's finally upon us, and what a game to get things underway with a massive game against current champ Storm.
Yeah.
You were part of that Thunder side last year when they won the title 55-53. So how much did it take out of you at the time?
At the time, it was a big loss for us. Going into the game, we all trained really well. And just on the day, in the first quarter, things just didn't go to plan. But it's a new season, I'm at a new team, and Surrey Storm look completely different. But I am really excited, and I'm looking forward to the first game with Seven Stars. And in a way, I guess, I finished the season playing against Surrey Storm, so to start the season playing with Surrey Storm is exciting. And like I said, I'm at a new team, but I definitely want to leave that court feeling completely different to the way I did when I left the court last game playing against Surrey Storm. So definitely going out there looking for the win.
Given the fact that it was Storm last time you were on court, is there an element that that loss is somehow going to drive you through the season with Stars?
Yes, without a doubt. Definitely. I think from that game last season, the last game, I learned a lot about myself as a player, and that kind of contributed towards me coming to Seven Stars and looking for a new challenge as a player. This season, I definitely mean business, and I'm really excited.
I mean, the good thing was as well, you joined there with Ellie and Laura.
Yeah.
How nice was it that they're joining you on this next step of your career?
Yeah, it was really good. We didn't all intend to move to the same franchise, but I guess we all spoke to Monya separately and we all liked what Monya was saying and everything that about the franchise, and working with Monya was just what we were looking for. So yeah, it's really good to move with the girls. We're obviously part of the full-time programme as well, England, so it's kind of good that we get to train together regularly basis at England in the full-time programme, and as well to bring it over to Seven Stars.
And you'll be hoping, obviously, that the involvement with wearing the red dress continues throughout this next season?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. My main focus this season is to focus on Seven Stars, but as a player, I'm looking to get better every game, and the more I get better, the more I'm hoping that Trace is going to be watching and she's going to be thinking, I definitely need Jodie in that red dress next season.
How have you been finding the programme? Has it made you stronger as a person? Has it given you that extra boost mentally?
Yeah, without a doubt. I think it's really good to be able to transfer into being a full-time athlete and not to have your stress of focusing on going to work. So previously, I was an estate agent, so I used to work 9 till 6, and it was a very busy job. And before work, I'd be training. After work, I'd be training. And it was just so difficult to focus my attention on work and training. So now I can just solely focus on being the best athlete I can be, putting everything into sessions. And I think I have definitely seen the improvement. So yeah, I'm very excited to see what else I can build on from being in the full-time programme going into this season.
So when the approach came to join Stars, was it from Anita or Pamela?
I actually approached Monya because, like I said, as a player, I just felt like I needed a new challenge, and I absolutely loved it at Thunder. But sometimes as a player, you need to take yourself out of your comfort zone and just see what that new challenge can get for you and where it can take you as a player. So for me, I just needed to take myself out of my comfort zone and feel uncomfortable, and then just see, as a player, how I can continue to develop into being the elite athlete and the best defender I can be.
And pre-season, though, it didn't go too well, did it?
No.
You had that ankle injury.
We'll
skirt over that a little bit, but is it all okay now? Are you sorted, ready in time?
Yeah, thank God. It was a very long rehab. However, I am now back on court and I'm ready for Saturday.
How are you in knowing when other games in the season take place? I mean, do you pick them out or do you take them game by game?
No, take them game by game. I take every game by game. So this week, we focus on Surrey Storm. Next week, we'll focus on Worcester Lightning. And until we get to a few weeks building to Thunder, that's when I'll look at Thunder. But right now, Seven Stars and me as an individual, I'm looking at my opponent for Saturday and what we're going to do as a team to win that game.
So that first home game against Dragons will be something special in front of the new home supporters.
Yeah, it will be. I'm really looking forward to it. We're playing at the Worcester Arena, and on a Friday night, the Worcester Wolves basketball team play there. So I've been getting there most Fridays, and the atmosphere and the environment is just absolutely amazing. And so I'm getting really excited every time I go there, because it's like I'm just itching now to get on court in front of a home crowd in Worcester.
We'll see the public facing side of it and we'll see the arena, but what are the facilities like as an athlete?
The facilities are absolutely amazing. There's three indoor courts and the facilities also cater for basketball, wheelchair basketball, badminton, and there's also an S&C suite. So we do all our training at the Worcester Arena and at Gloucester University as well. But we do two sessions a week at the arena. So it's a facility that we've been in since October. So yeah, it's going to be dead exciting to actually get a crowd in there and play on the court in front of people.
You've had a great career so far. I mean, you've spent time at Lightning and also that time, obviously, at Thunder as well.
Yeah.
I just wondered what it's like now that you've got the likes of Pamela and Mon as coaches.
Very good to have Pamela around, especially for me. Pamela was a player that I used to think, okay, I want to step on court against Pamela Cookie now. She's definitely on court nemesis. And I used to have a bit of a mental battle myself before I stepped on court against Pam. So to actually have Pam around in training environment and actually learn from Pam is amazing. So to learn from the best as a defender, it's obviously also good to have Monya, who's one of the best defenders to ever play the game. But to also have that attacking view from Pam is just amazing.
And they've both got fantastic personalities as well, which will rub off on the whole team.
Yeah, all our management have. We've got Sam Bird on board as well, and she's just great.
So there's new teams in the league. You've obviously had a quick look at what changes are going to happen as well. What have you made of Wasps and Sirens?
It's really great to have seven-star Sirens and Wasps now in the Super League. It's really great as well to see that all three franchises have got into the communities and they're building their fan bases in and around the UK and Scotland. Yeah, and it's just great to see that. And everyone's kit, Sirens, Wasps, Seven Stars, everybody in Super League this year has really brought their A game. Yeah, I'm really excited about that.
How important is the likes of Mizuno obviously getting involved as well?
Yeah, it's amazing to have Mizuno on board. They've stocked us out with so much kit, training kit, match kit, and it all looks absolutely amazing. And it's just amazing to see a brand like Mizuno come on board. Like, I didn't know who Mizuno was last season, but at the end of the season when they signed Sam Cook, that was the kind of first time they came on the netball scene for me personally that I saw. But now to see that Mizuno everywhere and a brand like Mizuno have come on board with netball, it's amazing to see the capacity that they've achieved in such a short period of time. So yeah, it's really great.
Lightning against Stars is kicking off Super 10. You won't be any stranger to big crowds watching a netball match, but what's that whole environment like for a player? Are there an extra player, the crowd?
Yeah, definitely. The eighth player really makes a difference when you're on court. So being in a home venue and having the eighth player, I think you've seen it in the last test match of England versus Australia. The crowd was absolutely amazing. And just having that eighth player really does give you the boost. So as a player, it does feel amazing when the crowd are behind you. And even just to see that we can fill out arenas like the Birmingham Arena, and just have people watching the game and spectators being there is just amazing. And for me as a player, it's great to see the game continuing to develop over the years and it's just getting bigger and it's just exciting.
I mean, there's people nearby that won't have maybe been to a netball game recently. What would you say to those people?
I'd say, come down to netball, definitely. And I think you'd be surprised. I think people that watch netball, that have not seen it since school or, you know, just a younger level being played, they're all really surprised at how fast the game is, how physical the game is, and it's just how good the game is. And it's really great to just women in sport, the sports, just to continue being recognised by people. So definitely come down to the arenas to watch a game, or even on Sky Sports Mix, catch one of the games on a Monday evening, and you won't be disappointed.
And you'll be hoping to see as many people possible along for the first home game, which is against Dragons?
Yeah. Definitely. We're hoping to fill out the arena for the first home game against Dragons. So fingers crossed, half of them will have an amazing crowd. Yeah, I'm really excited.
Well, that's on March the 3rd at the University of Worcester Arena. And we can find out more at 7stars.
7stars.co.uk.
Great way to stay in touch with what the team's up to throughout the season as well.
Yeah, without a doubt.